Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Memes of the Week. The best thing you can do for this channel is smash the like button the way that female high school teachers smash their students, so this video reaches a wider audience. And now on with the memes. Number 1, there was a 6-year-old attacked a bunch of years ago in Canada by a coyote. According to the reporter, the kid is safe, but according to his mother, he's disappointed that he didn't turn into a werewolf. Well, that's definitely understandable disappointment, but that's the wrong species, my dude. He may, however, have an irresistible urge to chase down roadrunners and buy Acme anvils. Then again, he might turn into a werewolf after all, but patience is key. Up next, someone says that this is what lesbians wear to weddings to signal to everyone that they're into other women. The only thing that's missing is one of these bad boys in their pockets. I didn't know this, but selling Subarus to lesbians was a marketing strategy embraced by Subaru, and it worked. And over time, lesbians remained loyal to the brand. Oddly enough, they're probably more loyal to Subaru than they are their own wives, and probably less abusive to their cars as well. Number 3, here's what it looks like when a single mom invites you to be part of her life. Actually, this is probably just your typical date night on a street in India. But hey, is that Rachel Roy? Besides just single moms, here are a bunch of other types of women to stay away from, including the fat, over 30, OF models and feminists. For the life of me, I can't figure out what the BC means. I must have a brain freeze or something. Moving on, a while back, this is the most popular image on Japanese Twitter. Why do you suppose that is? I'm glad that it is, and let's hope that the Japanese wake up before it's too late. Unfortunately, the new prime minister is also pushing for diversity, so it hasn't stopped yet. Let's all hope that this remains Japan's reality instead for many more decades to come. This is so much more wholesome and socially acceptable, isn't it? Number 5, a man in Calgary sexually assaulted a girl that's a dozen years old, and he gets a reduced sentence because he's indigenous. I've heard of reconciliation before, but this is ridiculous. And the thing is, he raped repeatedly, and our government still lets him out. Looks like liberalism might be a mental disorder that keeps letting out criminals for some reason, thinking they can reform them. In many cases, they can't. The judge and prosecutors, in my opinion, are almost as bad as the actual criminals. Up next, John Kerry is the climate czar. Only Democrats would pick someone with 6 houses, 12 cars, 2 yachts, and a private jet. Yet you still have to continue to take public transit in order to stop pollution. People like this live in a parallel reality and don't seem to realize that the little people know about their lifestyles. The truth is, they want to impoverish us so that we choose communism. And that's really what the climate hysteria is about, and people are too stupid to realize it. Number 7, meet the London police commissioner who wants to arrest American citizens who post memes about the UK. Doesn't he look like a weirdo to you? I'm surprised he isn't a Muslim or an Indian man. I'm sure he'll lose his job to one of them in due time. Also, here's a picture of the London Stand Police making sure that illegal English flags aren't being hung in England while the actual criminals rob little old ladies and get away with it. Moving on, this woman slept with 600 men in 2024. And is now looking to settle down and find love. Looks to me like she already found a lot of the wrong kind of love. Now she's looking for a simp that's going to look past her notch count and still love her for who she is. The sad part is that there are guys out there that'll settle down and start a family with her. I might have been such a man if I hadn't discovered the red pill back in 2013. But now I understand that high notch counts mean that a woman can never love or bond with you. Number 9, someone asks, is this the perfect body for a woman? To that, all I have to ask is, what even is that? Maybe this is the perfect shape for a woman who's been dead and buried for a few years. I bet that there are tons of guys out there that'll say I can fix her with 3 meals a day. This is the perfect female body for me. I just wouldn't get her pregnant otherwise. I'd have to roll her around the house everywhere. What can I say? I like them busty and thick. Up next, Lifting says that all women have a factory reset button near their cervix. This one was a vegetarian for 8 years before meeting her current boyfriend. I have found many women adopt my value system when I'm in a relationship with them, like saving money and being tidy around the house, also not getting into debt. But the moment the relationship ends, they start spending all their savings on vacations and useless stuff, and or living in a pigsty like before I met them. Number 11, this drunk man drove 8 blocks with a woman he ended on the hood of his Nissan Altima, after he mowed her down while she was on her e-bike. So not only is public transit no longer safe, but I guess riding a bike isn't either. And how come the legacy media decided not to cover this story? I'm sure it's because they didn't want to come across as being racist or something. Reading about this on X is like living in a parallel reality where other people don't see things for what they are. Moving on, this woman owns 3 malls in British Columbia, Canada, and a mansion, and she's not a tax resident in the country, and is a leading member of the business organization in China that was created by the Communist Party to advance the government's agenda. Now she wants to take over the most Canadian brand, Hudson's Bay, or at the very least their locations, and yet she's not even a citizen. Why do Canadians allow this? Because we're weak. Number 13, this is so true. The far left thinks that everyone else has been radicalized. But in reality, they're so far left that they've been brainwashed to think that everyone else is radical. People seem to think the future is either capitalism or communism. In reality, it's more like neo-feudalism, and no one is preparing for that potential outcome. There are 500,000 ultra-high net worth individuals in this world that have over $30 million worth of assets. If you want to guarantee being part of the ruling neo-feudal class, then get there as quickly as you can. Up next is the inevitable plumping up of someone who thinks she's going to be president one day. She won't be. Looks like the wall is once again undefeated, with the help of some tortas. And you just know those refried beans ended up catching up with her after all. A thin Latina after the age of 30 is like a polkaroo. People say that she exists, but if you step out of the room for a minute, that's usually when she shows up. Or so the rumor goes. And to think she looked this thin only a few years ago. Number 15, Anna says that feminism is just a long con by the patriarchy, so that men can take their final form as stay-at-home gamers while telling women to go out and work, which is empowering and liberating. There might be a kernel of truth to that. I'm making more money sitting at home on my computer playing Snake Clash than I ever would have going to a job. Looks like the ladies finally caught us. Oh no. Moving on, this is what Europe looks like today. Looks like there's not going to be a very great future, and what I want to know is who's paying to support the woman behind the granny. Probably all those working women out there. Remember, everyone, that there are 2 types of shoppers out there. Those with no job and those with a job. We need to put an end to this. Migrants to Canada get $80,000 a year, which is more than the average worker gets. Absolute insanity. Number 17, also in Europe, the EU Commission says that corona vaccines were released without complete safety data. You don't say. They couldn't even do proper trials before reprogramming the DNA of the majority of people in the world. And if you criticized the government, you were fined or locked up. If you did it on a platform like YouTube, they would take your channel away. YouTube has finally decided to give content creators like Computing Forever, Press for Truth, and the Corbett Report their channels back after censoring them. Too little, too late. Up next, what did the 1970s smell like? Some people say cigarettes. Lots of cigarettes. I say mothballs and lots of scotch. Also, would you look at that? They took the plastic off the furniture for once. Looks like some important company must be coming over. This had to be the worst home decor time in history. The shag carpeting that was like indoor grass, the tacky floral furniture, and the televisions that were built into wooden cabinets. The only good thing about back then was that the food was filling and the women were skinny. Number 19, Jessie K from Harry Potter says she was banned from a fan convention because she has an OF page. Good. We need to stop normalizing and rewarding digital debauchery. The convention was probably worried that a whole bunch of creepy subs from her OF page would end up showing up. What kind of a thirsty simp do you have to be to find someone like her, a trashy 38-year-old woman, attractive? Ironically, her OF page doesn't even have any nudity on it. Moving on, here's yet another story I bet you didn't hear about in the lamestream media, about a beloved youth counselor being ended by a 16-year-old boy at a Department of Corrections school. Look at those shocking statistics. Looks like black males under the age of 14 and more people than white men aged 35 to 64. I think this is all the fault of young privilege somehow. It has to be. There's no way, after all, race is just a construct created by colonizers. Number 21, a lot of females aren't taught how to treat a man, but only what to expect from him. Of course, we call it an entitlement complex. In the comments section below this post, there were a lot of disgruntled females saying things like, men aren't taught how to treat a woman well and are only taught what to expect from her. Women like that were probably burned by giving too much to Chad, hoping that he would stick around, and he ended up leaving. Chads don't have to treat women well and they still get sex. Up next, getting back to the race train, Jasmine Crockett calls a daughter that was ended by an illegal migrant just some random dead person. I wonder if she would have said that if that daughter was black. Probably not. I think that I speak for all of us when I say that I'm fatigued by this sort of behavior. If you look up surveys about attitudes towards ethnicity, you'll find that ethnic Africans are way more discriminatory in their views. Number 23, people wonder how this guy has a successful podcast with six cute college girls in every single episode, and just ask them why they're dumb whores. He's just the white version of Fresh and Fits, and he probably started by paying girls to be on his podcast at first, and then once they realized they could get attention and promote their OF pages, they started coming on for free. They aren't college girls, though. They are digital prostitutes, for the most part. Moving on, Bill Gates funded research into genetically engineered ticks, and now 450,000 people have red meat allergies. I guess that it's possible that he thought that if people weren't willingly going to stop eating beef, he was going to force them. If he's really behind all of this. As far as many of us are concerned, this is the real virus going out there and trying to make everyone's life miserable. Because they're ugly and no woman wants any of them, for real. Number 25 and the last one, would you date her? I certainly wouldn't, but these days, for some reason, a lot of guys don't care if they're with a feminized man so long as they have somewhere to stick their schwing-schwangs. You definitely know that she opens up the pickle jars for him and probably forces her pickle into him as well. I also wonder if they're into furry culture. They look just the type. So that's it for another Memes of the Week. Please give this video a like to push it up in the algorithm and so new viewers can find it. If you enjoy this series and want me to keep making it, then donate at the PayPal Subscribestar links below. Anyways, enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.